Good morning and welcome to worship here at the table. My name is Matt, and along with Linda, we serve as co-pastors for this community of faith, and we are grateful to be together. Many of us were commenting, Aaron did an amazing job with the coffee this morning. So if you have not found your way out to the coffee, you might want to find your way there. At least a few of us were very excited. I want to invite you to stand either in body or spirit. We're going to move together in worship this morning with a song that comes to us from The Brilliance. This is called Open Up, and we invite you to move into a spirit of prayer and to join your voices as you feel led.
All the
I invite us to be seated, and we're going to continue to move in that spirit of prayer. This is a poem which comes to us from Reverend Steve Garness Holmes, and Seska has helped us. And so I invite us into this spirit of prayer, rooting ourselves as we continue to move in these weeks in the Gospel of John in the sixth chapter. So let us be in a spirit of prayer.
God is not a God of hearsay, a virtual God, an outsourced God, no remote, secondhand copy of a copy God. This religion isn't about what you believe, that paper religion, an idea you can think about. This religion isn't a recipe, it's the meal, real food. You digest it. Jesus is not explaining God. He's feeding us God. He is the bread of God. You have to eat it. It surrenders itself inside you, becomes part of you. Don't just think about it. Don't merely believe. Eat it. Take him in, this Jesus bread. Savor the aroma of his love, his grace, the flavor of his trust in God and in you. Wrap the mouth of your soul around him and eat. See how he tastes on the tongue of your heart. Bite off a chunk of that forgiveness, chew it gratefully, and swallow it all. Drink in that presence with you in every Gethsemane, every Golgotha. Drink it in and let it fill you. Take all who Jesus is into yourself. Stuff yourself with him. You are what you eat.
Amen. I invite us to stand in body or spirit, and we'll continue to move in worship with a song which has been passed down through the generations, and our music team will help us with a new arrangement.
Oh, Welcome. Welcome to the table, UMC. My name is Sarneet Prasad, and I'm the Sunday morning coordinator here at the table. Let's breathe in and breathe out. We welcome those online at table.live. Kara is our host today. I actually got my more than 12 hugs, but I want to give you all online a virtual hug. Today's bulletin is available with a QR code, those in the sanctuary, and a link will be shared for those online. If you'd like to learn more about our community of faith, please text the word new to the number 916-452-5016. Texting to this number will help you connect with me and our co-pastors and help you learn more about our ministries. If you're interested in learning about Table Farm, which is a small farm we operate in Hollywood Park, text the word farm to the same number. This will help you learn more about our farm and ways we grow food alongside neighbors to give away South Sacramento Interfaith Partnership Food Closet. Growing in Faith is a 6-week series designed for persons interested in connecting with others and learning more about how we share life here at the table. We offer a newly 6-week Growing in Faith series for newcomers beginning in September. If you are interested, please sign up on our website, thetableumc.org. Also, we will have someone at the next step to guide you where to sign up. As many of you know, Table Farm will be relocating to our new site at the beginning of November. This is an invitation to each and everyone if you would like to join us as we transition to the new space. Registration is open to sign up on our website, thetableumc.org. While I was at the back, I saw something which I wanted to share to all of you. It's a beautiful painting by one of our kids. And I was wondering this when I saw this. Each and every one of us, we bring color here. And we paint this place with love, with grace, and we make this building, this sanctuary, the Table UMC, a beautiful paint. So welcome. Thank you for walking in. Thank you for those who are online. Thank you who are with us in spirit, wherever, which part of the world you are. I invite you to remain seated as we continue to move in worship called Betty's Dinner by Carrie Newcomer.
Swear he's leaving quality control for the ship. Here we are all in one place. I love that song. Thank you, Hannah Jane. Thank you, music team. You guys are amazing. My name is Bob Martinez, and at this time, we would invite our children to move with their volunteers outside for our summer children's activities as our musicians provide some walking music. Great sounds, I love it. Down the hall, down the hall. Our reading this morning, once again, it comes from the 6th chapter of John, and I'll be sharing from the First Nations Version, an indigenous translation of the New Testament. As always, we invite you to follow along. I am the living bread from above. The one who eats this bread will live beyond the end of all days. And this is the bread that I will give as a gift to the world, my human body. His words caused a great division among the tribal members, and they began to argue one with another. How can this be, they asked. Will he give us his flesh to eat? I speak from my heart, he answered. The only way to have my life in you is to eat the body of the true human being and drink his blood. Then the life of the world to come will be yours, and at the end of all days, I will bring your body back to life. My body is true food. My blood is true drink, pure drink. The ones who eat and drink my body and blood live in me, and I live in them. In the same way the living Creator sent me and gave me their life, the ones who feed on me will have my life. The bread from above is not like the bread our ancestors ate and then died. This bread gives the life of the world to come that never fades away, full of beauty and of harmony.
As our musicians move down, I'll invite us into a spirit of prayer. God, may the depths of your love gather us in this space, holding the wants and the wounds that we bring to this time. May your love guide the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts. Help us in this very moment to align our bodies, our souls, and our whole way of being with your good news, with your love for the world. Amen. As Bob named, we've been living with the rest of the global Christian church in the season of holding our lives in conversation with the 6th chapter in the Gospel of John. It's a long text about Jesus as bread of life, and it takes time to live with. This morning, as we get to this part in the reading, it actually, I would just say, becomes fairly unsettling and graphic. That's where we've moved to now. The First Nations Version translates Jesus' words this way: I speak from my heart. And then the unsettling part begins. The only way to have my life in you is to eat the body of the true human being and drink his blood. And the New Revised Standard Version says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man or the child of humanity and drink his blood, you have no life in you. The practice of breaking bread or Eucharist or communion, the church has many words that we use for this practice, is undeniably central to our life together as followers of Jesus. We practice this each week here at the table, but what do we make of this unsettling, graphic vision in the Gospel of John? That the way to have Jesus' life is to eat his flesh and drink his blood. How might this help us, holding this question, to rethink or reimagine or recenter what communion means for us? And that's our hope this morning, is that we might come to some new ways of holding. They might be new old ways for some of us, or they might be brand new for what communion really could be or is. This morning we began a new 3-week worship series that we're calling Reaching in Love. We'll look next week at Sacred Land and then at Sacred Vocation. This morning, though, we turn to the bread of life, to sacred food, to the practice of communion, which is the heart of our Christian tradition and our life together here at the table. I hope, wondering in short, how does Jesus's vision for sharing sacred food shape us? Shape the way we see and engage the mystery of the divine, and shape the way we see ourselves and the world. In a book that's called Jesus and Buddha as Brothers, the late Vietnamese Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh writes more powerfully and beautifully about the Christian practice of communion than most of the followers of Jesus that I have ever encountered. His framing resonates deeply with my own way of understanding communion, and I hope his words might offer some challenge or embolden a new way of thinking for some of us about our relationship to communion and the practice of breaking bread. Thich Nhat Hanh writes this: "The bread that Jesus handed to you, to us, is real bread. And if you can eat real bread, you have real life. But we're not able to eat real bread. We only try to eat the word bread or the notion of bread. Even when we are celebrating the Eucharist, we are still eating notions and ideas. Take, my friends, this is my flesh, this is my blood. Can there be any more drastic language in order to wake you up? What could Jesus have said that is better than that? You've been eating ideas and notions, and I want you to eat real bread so that you become alive. If you come back to the present moment fully alive, you will realize this is real bread. This piece of bread is the body of the whole cosmos. If Christ is the body of God, which he is, then the bread he offers is also the body of the cosmos. Look deeply and you notice the sunshine in the bread, the blue sky in the bread, the cloud and the great earth in the bread. Can you tell me what is not in a piece of bread? The whole cosmos has come together in order to bring to you this piece of bread. You eat it in such a way that you become alive, truly alive. Eat in such a way that the Holy Spirit becomes an energy within you, and then the piece of bread that Jesus gives to you will stop being an idea, a notion. Jesus is the bread of life. This life Jesus offers is a gift, not our doing, not our production, but God's gift. And the gift is not abstract. It's not an idea. It is not a notion. It is the bread of life, real bread, the very same gift that is also the Word, which was in the beginning with God. That's how John's gospel opens, with this reminder: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Or the First Nations translation says, long ago, in the time before all days, before the creation of all things, the one who is known as the Word was there face to face with the Great Spirit. The Word fully represents Creator and shows us who Creator is and what Creator is like. The Word has always been there from the beginning, For the Word and Creator are one and the same. Through the Word, all things came into being. So in the bread is God. In the bread is life, all life. All life from all creation. All life from all creation in all time. And all of this is God's gift. The mystery of God in the bread, in all of us, in all of creation, a gift. What if we were to actually hold the depth and breadth and mystery of that incarnational truth that is the heart of our tradition, not just here as we came to the table, but in every encounter with bread, eggs and toast, like bread and wine. Every time we taste the bread, we have an opportunity to take in the gift of God's presence, which animates all life, all creation. So I'm going to try to share two images that I hope might evoke what this could look like, and then to encourage you to wonder about your own images for this. The first comes from the song that our music team shared, Betty's Diner by Carrie Newcomer. This song invites us into the reality that Thich Nhat Hanh is encouraging us to taste. Here we are all in one place, the wants and wounds of the human race. Despair and hope sit face to face. When you come in from the cold, let her fill your cup with something kind. Eggs and toast, like bread and wine. She's heard it all and she don't mind. On the surface, that's just another diner. But Betty's Diner invites those who gather to receive, to taste the gift, the flesh, the blood, the cosmos, to take in the unifying presence of the divine, which is in everything, every bite, every sip. I hope this little bakery that's just down the hall rise up. It's just beginning to take shape here at the table, will provide something like that Betty's Diner. Some of you are familiar with Chef Z or Chef Ezekwe Anderson and Rise Up, and some will be hearing about this, no doubt, for the very first time this morning. But Rise Up began in Chef Z's house in San Francisco in his kitchen with one little oven, and he started to bake bread for others in 2020. And more people wanted that bread, and then more people wanted that bread. And then his partner said, you got to get this oven out of here. And so they moved the oven outside of their kitchen and onto their back porch so he could bake more bread because more people wanted to taste that bread. And then they moved into a bakery in San Francisco, and then they relocated. And over these last weeks, they've been test baking here, and their bread will be outside for those that want to take that home this morning. And they'll be moving here alongside. They'll keep their operation in San Francisco, but be moving to this space. Chef Z was featured on the first episode of a new series that's called World Eats Bread that premiered on Disney Plus. And so I want to share with you a promo to that series. This is Chef Z talking about his hopes and his intentions for the ingredients for what's inside the sourdough. So let's watch.
When Z launched his business in 2020, he called it Rise Up.
That icon, to me, means that you basically are standing up and fighting against the status quo. I just see it as power to the people.
In Z's kitchen, sourdough is an expression of that philosophy. He works with a wild array of ingredients that draw inspiration from the San Francisco melting pot. From hot peppers to a purple tuber called ube that's popular in Filipino cooking. Ingredients that infuse his sourdough with color, flavor, and purpose.
Living in San Francisco, we are a multicultural city. And so all of those flavors, like, why wouldn't I want to help represent and use my platform to show and highlight these amazing, beautiful parts of what make us all cool together? When people see it, they're like, wow, you care about us. You're spending all this time and energy, like, putting into making something that represents me.
I could try to describe Betty's Diner to you. I could try to tell you what I know about Ezekwe's bread and Rise Up. But the truth is, you need to taste it yourself. In the bread is life, the gift that is the mystery of the divine. Father Richard Rohr says it this way: in the Eucharist, we move beyond mere words or rational thought and go to that place where we don't talk about the mystery anymore. We begin to chew on it. Jesus did not say, think about this, or stare at this, or even worship this. Instead, he said, eat this. We must move our knowing to the bodily, cellular, participative, and thus unitive level. We must keep eating and drinking the mystery until one day it dawns on us in an undefended moment, my God, I really am what I eat. I also am the body of Christ. And then we can henceforth trust and allow what has been true since the first moment of our existence. The Eucharist should operate like a stun gun, not just a pretty ceremony. We have dignity and power flowing through us in our bare and naked existence. And everybody else does too, even though most do not know it. A body awareness of this sort is enough to steer and empower our entire faith life. I think that's what Chef Z is talking about when he says, power to the people. Sacred food. You can smell it. The whole cosmos comes together in order to bring you this piece of bread. Sacred food indeed. So Jesus says, eat my flesh, drink my blood. Know that I am in you and you are in me, and the power and the mystery of God is in all of us, and all life is within you and all life around you, connected. My God, we really are what we eat. So come, the table is set. Dare to receive, to chew on the gift, the power, and the truth. Amen. Spencer is going to help me as we begin to move toward the table. I was thinking about, there was a kitchen table leader who was here on a Thursday with her kitchen table, and she came into this space and Chef Z was baking bread that he was going to gift to the preschool. We have a preschool here. This place is alive all the time during the week. Eggs and toast, like bread and wine, is happening here all the time. And the preschool is called Artinia Beast Academy of Whimsy and Play. That doesn't make you want to be a 3-year-old. I don't know what does. And so the kids are gathering and they're moving around and there's an excitement that's in the air, and you can smell the sourdough as you walk into the space. And Chef Z is gathering and he's talking a little bit about the process of getting ready for the bread. It's like 3 days of allowing the dough to rise. They have special ways that they do this. And the church has a special way of helping us to prepare our hearts and minds and bodies and souls to participate in the chewing on that mystery of God. And the church calls this way a prayer of confession. And we do that together, collectively, all in one place, with our own wants and our own wounds right here in our bare, naked existence before God. And so I invite you to join with us in that time. So I invite you to stand either in body or spirit. During this worship series, we're going to turn once again to a prayer of confession from a person and a theologian, a Native American scholar and activist who knows in the depth of his being the truth of our connection, our interconnection one with another. And we'll allow Vine Deloria's words to then be our prayer of confession. This comes to us from Deloria's book, God is Red. And so I invite us to share with one voice this prayer of confession. The lands of the planet call to humankind for redemption. But it is a redemption of sanity, not a supernatural reclamation project at the end of history. The lands wait for those who can discern their rhythms, the peculiar genius of each continent, each river valley, the rugged mountains, the placid lakes, all call for relief from the constant burden of exploitation. Who will find peace with the lands? The future of humankind lies waiting for those who will come to understand their lives and take up their responsibilities to all living things. Who will listen to the trees, the animals and birds, the voices of the places of the land? Friends, hear these words of assurance which come to us from the first century. This is a prayer adapted by Clement of Rome. Friends, show yourself to those in need. Heal the sick. Fill the hungry. Give freedom to our prisoners. Console the faint-hearted. This way of Christ is the way of beauty and love. May it be yours this day and evermore. May the people of God say amen.
Amen. Let us join now in the call and response, which has become the way of the church throughout the generations, to recognize and celebrate the presence of Christ within each of us and within every neighbor. May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you. We invite you to turn and to share a symbol of that peace one with another.
The giver of every good thing. You create the visible world and all it contains. You inebriate it with inexhaustible springs. You said, let us make humanity in our own image. You gave us souls endowed with reason and judgment. You gave gave us bodies endowed with five senses and with movement. You brought us into this paradise of delights, but we scorned your commandment. You rightly thrust us forth from paradise, but you did not wholly reject us in our lost state. You promised to release us from the bonds of death, so that we might live and rise from the dead.
In the 4th century, Ephrem shared these words: "The fire of compassion descended and took up residence in the bread. See, fire and spirit are in the womb of her who bore you. Fire and spirit are in the river in which we are baptized. Fire and spirit are in our baptismal font. In the bread and in the cup are fire, fire, and Holy Spirit."
Christ's body has been newly mingled with our bodies. Christ's blood too has been poured out into our veins. Christ's voice is in our ears. Christ's brightness in our eyes. In God's compassion, the whole of Christ has been mingled in with the whole of us. Pray together the words Jesus taught his disciples as they are paraphrased for this day in the New Zealand Prayer Book.
Eternal Spirit, Earth Maker, Pain Bearer, Life Giver, Source of all that is and that shall be, Father and Mother of us all, loving God in whom is heaven, the hallowing of your name echoes through the universe. The way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the earth. Your heavenly will be done by all created beings. Your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign
in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Pour out your Spirit, God, upon each of us gathered in this moment and over these gifts before us. Make these gifts the body and the love of Christ, and make us through them Christ's body alive in the world. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to be seated.
All are welcome to the table of God's love. In the United Methodist Church, the table is open to all people. All means all. Please know that whether you're online or here in the sanctuary, you do not need to be a member of this church or of any denomination to participate. We are all God's children, and this is God's table, open to all. In short, as Linda likes to say, you can't make a mistake. We encourage those at home to gather bread and juice in whatever form you might have nearby, and to share with us the sacred time of breaking bread. For those of us here in the sanctuary, we will have two stations here in the front of the sanctuary and one in the back of the sanctuary. Each station has freshly made bread and gluten-free crackers, and juice is in each cup. After breaking off a piece of the bread and dipping it into the juice, please make your way around the sides to pray or return to your pews. Surrounding us here in the sanctuary are places to kneel or stand in prayer. Our invitation is for you to move to the prayer stations and light candles as you feel led.
Friends, this is the body of Christ, the bread of life broken for you, and the cup of God's healing and love poured out for you. Come, take, taste the bread of life.
us praise God together on our knees. Let us praise God together on our knees. When I fall out on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, help us.
Encourage those who are praying with candles to stay in a spirit of prayer for as long as you might need or desire. Loving God, we give you thanks this day for the depth and breadth of the holy mystery that is revealed in the simple and sacred act of breaking bread and sharing from a cup. May your peace bind us together, and may your love call us into the world as expressions of the hope made known in Jesus, in whom we call Christ. Amen. Friends, it is our hope that you will wonder about the next steps that God might be inviting you to take as you taste the bread of life and move out into the world, to notice where that is in each and every moment around us. There are so many ways that we respond to God's love. Some of those, for some of us, include things that the church moves out into the world to join with how God is in moving already before us. And that looks like things like a farm that are in Hollywood Park, where we grow food alongside neighbors and then gift that. For some, it's as simple as stopping outside to see that rise up bread that Azee and the team have made, and to take that home and to share it and break bread with others and to taste the love of God that brings all of the cosmos into this present moment. For some of us, it looks like wanting to connect with others. And so Pastor Linda and I will be teaching together a new Growing in Faith series that will start in September. And you can sign up, and we'll be sending out in the coming days invitations to sign up for that six-week series that will start in September and extend for 6 weeks. We have been experimenting alongside the folks at Davis United Methodist Church for the last probably 6 or 7 months with worship once a month out there in the afternoons in Davis. And this month, instead of offering a pop-up worship, we are going to celebrate together next Sunday by coming together for a short worship, and then also ice cream and pie. Well, instead of eggs and toast, it'll be pie and ice cream. And we'll do that out in Davis next Sunday, which is August 25th at 4 p.m., as we gather to bless and send Reverend Doctor, who is now Bishop, Kristen Stone King. Kristen has been part of our community for this last year. She's a professor at Pacific School of Religion in Berkeley, but she was elected to serve as a bishop, and she'll be moving out to Denver to begin that position. And we'll celebrate her and bless her and send her next Sunday afternoon at 4. So we commend all of those, and then many of us share in life together and practice our faith by giving generously. And we do this by making gifts. Some of us set that up online, and some of us do it the old-fashioned way. We even have checkbooks, and we take those out, and we write that old-fashioned thing. Some of us don't even know what a check is. Some of us are beginning ninth grade tomorrow, and I shouldn't have said that. That was a dad move. Thank you. Brendan is helping me. We are going to go out into the world at this moment with a song that our musicians are going to help us with. This is called Love Like There's No Tomorrow. I invite you to stand in body or spirit and join your voices as you're led.
Loving every night and day,
loving all our troubles away. They're gonna love like there's no tomorrow. Loving every minute and hour, loving past our own power. We're gonna love like there's no tomorrow. We're gonna love like there's no tomorrow. We're gonna love like there's no to love like there's no tomorrow.
Friends, Jesus did not come saying, think about this, or stare at this, or worship this, but eat this. This is the bread of life, my body and flesh, in it the whole cosmos. So may you go chewing on the love of God. Amen.
We're gonna love, love, love.
Love me.